بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 33rd session, book 2, Medina book. Lesson, inshallah, today we're going to do lesson 19. But, alaykum salam, before we start lesson 19, we have one exercise remaining from lesson 18. We have one exercise that we didn't do last week, we skipped. Lesson number 6. Alaykum salam. It's better too, but I mean, you know, Lord, it's always safer. Now, again, we have one exercise remaining that we skipped last week when we were doing lesson 18. We skipped exercise number 6. So we said that we're going to go back to that lesson. That was part of the homework. To make sure you do exercise number 6, which we did not do in the class. In addition to writing out the exercise that we did, and previewing lesson 19 by reading the key, and as well reading the dialogue for lesson 19. Okay, so before we do lesson 19, let's go back to lesson 18 and do exercise number 6, and I'll just remind us quickly that lesson number 18 is a continuation of the previous, the last few lessons, which dealing with the fi'l mudari. And we said that the fi'l mudari, if it is marfu'un, in some forms of the verb, five forms of the verb, when it's marfu'un, it takes dhamma. And in three forms of the verb, when it's marfu'un, we have thubut and noon. The noon is there, like in yadhabuna, tadhabuna, and tadha, yani female, singular, second person, anti, tadhabina. We said these three forms, anti tadhabina, antum tadhabuna, and hum yadhabuna. These three forms, we said, when it is marfu'un, the noon is present, thubut and noon. We said that there are two forms, the two feminine plurals, second person and third person, antunna and hunna. Antunna, for example, tadhabna, and hunna yadhabna. These two forms, we said, the feminine plural, second and third person, are mabniyun, okay? So we said the 10 forms, other than the duals that we have studied in the mudari, 5 of them, if they are marfu'un, they take dhamma. And 3 of them, if they are marfu'un, is thubut and noon. The noon is there. Yadhabuna, tadhabuna, tadhabina. And 2 are mabniyun, the 2 feminine plurals, second and third person. Okay? This is what we said. In the lesson last week, or in lesson 18, we said that if the mudari verb is mansub because of n, for example, like uridu an adhaba, okay? If it is mansub, that dhamma is changed to fatha. The dhamma is changed to fatha. In those 5 forms that take dhamma, when they're marfu'un, is changed to fatha. The 3 forms that have noon, thubut and noon, if they are mansub, we say the noon is deleted. Hadf, hadfu and noon. The noon is deleted. So for example, yadhabuna, you say yuriduna an yadhabu. Yuriduna an yadhabu, the noon is deleted. Turiduna an tadhabu, the noon is deleted. Okay, like this. Come here. You want to make salah? This way. Or you want to use the bathroom? You need a Quran. Oh, you got to talk to somebody. Talk to him. Talk to him. Take him and talk to him. But try to find out what he needs, you know, besides the Quran. Yeah, Ibrahim. He might need some dawah. Huh? Huh? Alright, Tayyib, so we said what? That if it's mansub, the mudari verb, when it's mansub, the dhamma changed to fatha in 5 forms of the verb. The noon in three forms of the verb is deleted when it's mansub, and the two forms that are mabniun doesn't matter. If they're marfoon, doesn't matter if they're mansub, and they remain the same. They don't change, okay? So this is what we talked about in lesson 18. And there were a couple other points in lesson 18. Just quickly, we had the preposition ka, the kaf preposition, like sa'ati ka sa'atika. Yani ka sa'atika, it makes the noun majroor, it's a preposition, okay? Means like or similar to something. The third one we had was kullu, okay, for ta'keed, for emphasis. And we said that the word that is emphasizing is connected to it by the pronoun, and that it also takes the same case ending as the word that it is confirming. For example, if you said arju and la ta'khudna hadhihi al-ashya'a kullaha, al-ashya'a is the mu'akkad and it has fatta, so kullu should have fatta, kulla, and then ha is the damir that is connecting it back to al-ashya'a, which is a غير عقل plural, so the damir that refers back to it is feminine singular ha. Okay, that was point number three. And in point number four we said حرف النداء يا, that حرف النداء like in يا رجل, if it is followed by a word that has alif lam like الناس, then we have to put in between يا and the word that has alif lam, we have to put أيها. So we don't say يا. I'm just quickly going through the key on page 62. I'm just reviewing it. This is what we took in the last 2 weeks, but I'm just going over just to refresh our memory a little bit. Even though we finished with this lesson, just as a quick review, in the English key on page 42, point number 4, it says that the harf al-nida, that is ya, if it's followed by a regular noun that doesn't have alif lam, we just say ya rajulu. But if it's followed by a word like an-nasu, which has alif lam, then we don't say ya nasu. But we have to put in between ya and an-nasu, ayyuha, so you say ya ayyuhan nasu. And the last point that we had in that lesson, or not the last point, the fifth point, hayya bina, which means come along. This is called ism fi'l. That is, it is a noun, but it has the force or effect of a verb. It's called a verbal noun. And the ism fi'l, yani, is of different types. Hayya bina is one of them. Ahi, I feel pain, is another one. Uf, I am bored, is another one. And ameen, accept my prayer, is another one. These are all examples of ism fi'l, verbal nouns. They are nouns, but they have the meaning of action, of a verb. And the last one we had was ulbatu al-halwa hadihi. And we said that هذا الكتاب, we said that this means this book. But if we want to say this book of history, because of idhafa, book of history, we can't say هذا الكتاب التاريخ. So we say كتاب التاريخ, which is the mudaf mudaf ilay. We put the ism ishara at the end of it. This is a special construction because you can't have alif lam on the mudaf. So the hadha al kitab, the alif lam has to be removed because of idafa. So we put the ism ishara at the end. And this is something that we talked about in lesson 18 last week and the week before. And I'm just mentioning it here as a quick review. Any question about what we had in lesson 18? Before we do the exercise that we skipped over, exercise number 6, and before we go on to lesson 19. Any question about lesson 18? About what we had in lesson 18? Especially related to the fi'l mudari, when it is mansub, the dhamma changed to fatha, the noon in three forms is deleted, and the other two forms, feminine, plurals, second and third person, like yadhabna or tadhabna, remain the same. Any question about lesson 18? Okay, I advise you, as I always do, to please review as much as you can. There's no escape from reviewing. If you don't review, you will find that you will forget. It's inevitable. Almost every human being needs constant, frequent, regular review. Some people, na'am, have tremendous memories where they read something one time, they don't forget it. But that's rare. Okay? Some people's memories are really different. Allah has created them in a way that they remember whatever they see or whatever they hear or whatever they experience. But those are rare cases. So most of us, we have to review. So let's review, please, as much as possible. We are about two-thirds through this book. So we still have a little ways to go, but alhamdulillah, we are more than way past halfway mark. So, you know, let's try to stick with it and get it. Alright, no questions? Okay, let's do exercise number 6 from lesson 18. Which is on page what? 131, I think. Yeah, page 131 in the Arabic text of the book. Exercise number 6. It says, أكمل كلا من الجمل الآتية بوضع فعل مضارع مناسب. Complete each of the following sentences by putting or placing an appropriate or suitable mudari verb. Huh? Page 131. Near the top of the page, exercise number 6. Alright? Complete each of the following sentences by putting an appropriate or suitable mudari verb. Keep it in mind that li, lam al-ta'lil, makes the mudari verb mansub. Because an, though it's not written, is understood to be there. Li an ya'lamu, aw li an tasma'u, aw li an taqra'u, and so on. So lam al-ta'lil makes the mudari verb mansub. Because of the N that is hidden. It's not written, but it is hidden. And generally speaking, N, the harf N, the particle N, makes a mudari verb mansub. So that's what this lesson is about, or that's what this exercise is about. The mudari verb that becomes mansub because of N or because of lam al-ta'lil. Alright? Alright, who was the first one? Volunteers. Ooh, buddy. Okay, I'll take the first one. No, I'm not going to take it. I was just trying to see if somebody would save me. Somebody would bail me out. All right, Abdul Karim. Your classmates have voted you in as the president, the head of the class. You got to take the lead. ليعلموا وعليكم السلام Okay, read it one more time. Carefully. خرجت Okay. You're joining it. خرجت الطلاب من الفصل. Is that فصلي or is it plural? من الفصول نعم خرجت الطلاب من الفصول نعم ليعلموا ليعلموا سبب الضوضاء. What is the meaning of this sentence? The students went out or came out of the classrooms, plural.
Yeah, classrooms.
ليعلموا. What does يعلمون mean?
To learn.
To know or to learn.
The reason.
For the the noise or the yeah noise, you can say, I guess. ضوضاء. نعم. Confusion. نعم. Number two. Volunteer Abdul Haq. تسمع يا
إخوة.
Oh, you have إخوة. Oh yeah, okay. I have a different word in mind. I must have a different edition. All of y'all have إخوة. إخوة. Huh?
Yes.
You have Sada, eh?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm saying it's yeah. They yeah. Some of the printings, they have a different word. Sometimes they modify it, you know. What do you have?
I have إخوان.
إخوان? Okay. No problem. Let me just put in here إخوان because for the future, if I ever do this book again. طيب, so what is the meaning? من أي إذات تريدون أن تسمعوا الأخبار يا سادة أو يا إخوان. What is the meaning? To which station do you تريدون? Do you want to listen the news? Yeah, from what station do you want to listen or hear the news? Oh, brothers. Or oh, sada. What is the meaning of sada? Sadatu. Ya sadatu. Anybody know the meaning of sadatu? Sada is not feminine. Feminine is sayyida. But this is not feminine. Huh? Sada is the plural of Sayyid. Sayyid. Huh? Sayyid means it's a title of respect, Mr. or Sir or something. Yeah. He said Madame? But Madame is feminine. This is not feminine. This is masculine. It's the plural of Sayyid. Huh? Naam.
So what they say?
Sadatu with tarmabuta is the no, it's not feminine. It's the plural of sayyid, masculine. The feminine of sayyida is sayyidat. Okay, alaykum salam. The feminine of sayyida, feminine. Sayyid is masculine. Sayyida is feminine. Sayyidatu. Sayyidatu, its plural is Sayyidat. This Sada is the plural of masculine Sayyid.
So how sir?
Gentlemen, sirs, gentlemen, miss, yeah, gentlemen, I guess you would say. It's a title of respect. Sir, mister, gentleman. Naam, number three, volunteer. Naam, what? Oh, okay, whoever, let's go. Come on, Ibrahim, come on.
Ya Zainabu, ayyumkinuki ay yuhrik hadha al-anbar madruba
al-anbar. I think probably, I mean, you could, it could be to tarjim, but I don't think that's what they want because we haven't had that verb. A verb that we had, like for example, to read or to write. Yeah. Yumkin and tak. Okay, so what would it be? Remember, this is Ya Zainabu, feminine singular. Anti Kataba Yaktubu. Anti what? How do you. Taktubina. Taktubina. So how would the verb be changed here now? Ya Zainabu, Yumkinuki and. Taktubina becomes what if it's mansub? Taktubi. Remember the verbs I have noon, the noon is deleted. Ayamkinuki an taktubi aw taqra'i. هذا العنوان باللغة الفرنسية. طيب what is the meaning? نعم Zainab, is it possible for you to write this address in the French language or in French or to read it or whatever we put, wherever you put it. Okay, number four. Number four. نعم Musa. So I read it one more time. Why are you saying Jadudi for the word Judud? Why is it? Why are you putting Kesra on Judud? Judud is Judud. What is the Arab of Judud here? Huh? It's a knot. It's Sifa. It's a knot. If it's describing a talibat and talibat is marfu'un, so judud has to be what? Marfu'un. Naam. Kharajat talibatu al jududu. Naam. Naam. Liyadhabna ila al mudirati. Yadhabna is mabniyun. Like tadhabna, yadhabna is مبنيٌ ليذهبنا. So it doesn't change because of lam التعليل. What is the meaning?
Do you female student went to go to the principal?
Okay, the new female students went out to go to the principal, the female principal. Number five. Number five. نعم Salahuddin. The last two you changed to والفقهي والفقهاء. نعم جاء هؤلاء الطلاب إلى الجامعة الإسلامية من بلاد مختلفة ليدرسوا وليتعلموا اللغة العربية والقرآن والحديث والفقه والتوحيد. All of these are mansub, right? اللغة العربية والقرآن والحديث والفقه because of واو العطف. واو العطف, the word, the noun that comes after واو العطف has to be in the same case ending, same إعراب as the word that is connected to. So if you have اللغة, it has to be القرآن والحديث والفقه والتوحيد. ليتعلموا, okay, or I mean he said ليدرسوا. يدرسوا is the verb and اللغة is what? مفعول به منصوب. And العربية is what?
Not.
So it has to also be منصوب. And القرآن is معطوف on it, so it has to be منصوب. And likewise واو العطف is connecting الحديث والفقه والتوحيد. What is the meaning of this long sentence? Salahuddin, go ahead. Okay, just translate for me one more time. إلى الجامعية الإسلامية. You said these students came to الجامعية الإسلامية. What is? How do we translate الجامعية الإسلامية?
The Islamic University.
Ah, what is the difference between the University of Islam and the Islamic University? The University of Islam is مضاف إليه. And Al-Jamia Al-Islami, Islamic University is not in Man'ut. Alright? Sometimes, this difference in translation is not going to make a difference. The meaning will be basically the same. But sometimes it may change the meaning, what is intended. Alright? So be careful that you don't translate not in Man'ut as mudaf mudaf ilayh, because sometimes the meaning will not really be the same. Although it's close in meaning, but it's not exactly the same.
So in this case, if you can say Jamia
is what now? Is Man'ut. Al Jamia is Man'ut, and Al Islami is a not describing it. In this case. But if you translate it as the University of Islam, that means Jamiatul Islam. That's different. That's mudaf mudaf ilayh. That's what he said the first time. That's why I asked him to translate it again. And then he changed it to Islamic University, which is more precise and more exact in the translation, as a nat and man'ut. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Number six. Naam, Abdul Haq. Again? Turiduna? أتردنا نعم مبني أتردنا طيب the verb here we know from the beginning of the sentence أتردنا that we're talking about second person feminine plural أتردنا so the verb in that blank space has to be for second person feminine plural. Okay, so what are you saying? Tashrabna. Okay. Aturidna and tashrabna. Tashrabna. Second person, feminine plural. Now, read it again now. Aturidna. القهوة يا بنات what does it mean?
Do you want to drink the coffee or daughters?
نعم number seven. يا أيها الإخوان Now you got to put a mudari verb in there. Ya ayyuhal ikhwan. First of all, what does it mean? Ya ayyuhal ikhwan.
Oh,
brothers. La takhruju min al fasli. What does that mean? Don't go out of the classroom. Don't go out of the classroom qabla an before the mudarris does what? Don't go out of the classroom qabla an yeah but before the mudaris does what before he goes out before he yakhruj qabla an yakhruja al mudarrisu don't go out of the classroom qabla an yakhruja before the mudarris goes out naam finish the sentence ukhruju ba'da Go out after he goes out. Go out after he goes out. Ukhruju ba'da an what? Somebody help us. Qabla an yakhruja. Go out after he goes out. Finish reading. Wadkhulu. Qabla. Na. Udkhulu enter the classroom before he enters. Why do you say that? Udkhulu, wadkhulu al-fasl qabla an يدخل قبل أن يدخل. Okay, this sentence is a little bit long. It's a little bit tricky. It kind of throws you off a little bit. It sounds like it's repeating the same thing, and it is, but it's repeating it in a different way. Oh, brothers, do not go out of the classroom before the teacher goes out. Huh? Don't go out of the classroom before the teacher goes out. Until the teacher goes out, you stay in the classroom. Don't go out before the teacher. Teacher's still here. Where are you going? But go out after he goes out. That's repeating the same thing, right? Don't go out before he goes out. But that's in the negative form. لا تخرجوا. Here, it's saying أخرجوا. Command form. But go out after he goes out. And enter before he enters. Huh? This is a powerful statement here. طيب. We'll suffice with that. I'm not going to rub it in. Huh? No, that's a mudari verb. No, it's a mudari verb. Antum takhrujuna. Antum takhrujuna. A masdar is a noun. Masdar is a noun. This is a verb. This is a mudari verb. La takhruju. This is from the verb antum takhrujuna. But it's majzoom. Why is it majzoom? Why is the noon deleted? How did it become majzoom? There's no end there. La takhruju. What la is this? La nahiya. La nahiya makes the mudari verb majzoom. La an-nahiya. This is prohibition. This is not la an-nafiya. Negation. This is prohibition. Saying, do not. I prohibit you from going out. Do not go out before the teacher goes out. Ukhruju. That's a fi'l what? What kind of fi'l is that? Fi'l amra. Ukhruju. Ba'd an yakhruja. Wadkhulu. What kind of verb is that? Fi'l amra. وَدْخُلُوا الْفَصْلَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَدْخُلَا. يَدْخُلَا is a what? فِعْل مُضَارِي مَرْفُوعٌ or مَجْزُومٌ. None of the above. What kind of verb is it? منصوب. وَلَامَ تُنَصْبِهِ فَتْحَة. فَتْحَة. طيب, number 8. You take it? For $10 you can have it. Cheap. Say, read it one more time, slowly. Anti kharajti min al fasli li tashrawa. I couldn't hear. Yes, to drink. Are you saying litashrabna or litashrabi or litashrabina? Litashrabina. What about lam at-ta'lil here? Does it make the mudari verb mansub? And if the mudari verb is mansub, what has to happen to this form of the verb? Tashrabina has to become what? Tashrabi. Litashrabi. Okay, but of course if you keep reading it, you're going to read it what? If you join it to the hamza, Hamza al wasl of al-ma, the definite article becomes what? You pronounce it short. Tashrabil. Litashrabil ma'a. You're going to pronounce it short. Litashrabil. Because the long vowel, when it's followed by Hamza al wasl, is pronounced short. Don't say litashrabil ma'a. No. Litashrabil. As though there's no long vowel there. Litashrabil ma'a. Everybody remember that? The long vowel when it's followed by Hamzat al-Wasl in Alif Lam or any word that begins with Hamzat al-Wasl. That long vowel becomes short. Pronounce it short. You write it out long, but you pronounce it short. Tayyib, that's the end of the exercise number 6. And we did the rest of the exercise. We went over them last week. So we'll finish with lesson 18. If anybody has a question before we go on to lesson 19, now is your chance. Any question? Well, lesson 18, mudari verbs being mansub by harf al-nasb, n, walam al-ta'aleel. It comes mansub. Okay, the mudari verbs we have been studying for the last few lessons now. So by now we should be getting them very well. Mudari verbs, everything related to it. All their forms, the conjugation, when they're marfoon, when they're mansubun. And we will soon be seeing other forms, majzum and everything else. Okay, lesson 19. Lesson 19 is a continuation of lesson 18, where we'll see the mudari verb mansub. But this time, instead of being mansub because of harf and nasb n, it will be because of len, harf and nafi lil mustaqbal. طيب عليكم السلام. Lesson 19, English key in the back of the book, page 65. English key in the back of the book, page 65. In this lesson we learn the following. 2 points in this lesson. There are only 2 points. The first one is the most important. The second one is very brief. Point number one. We have learned that the negative particle, harf nafyi, with the maadi past tense verb is ma, and that used with the mudari, and that which is used with the mudari verb is la. In other words, if you have a mudari verb and you want to make it negative, negation, use ma. If you have a maadi verb, if you have a mudari verb, then you use la. For example, past tense verb darastu. Ma darastu al-lughata al-ispaniyata. Ma darastu al-lughata al-ispaniyata. I did not study Spanish. So darastu is a maadi verb, therefore we use for negation ma. Otherwise, if you wanted to use a mudari verb, you say la a'rifu raqma hatifihi. La a'rifu. I don't know his telephone number. La a'rifu. If we wanted to use the same verb that we used in the first example, ma darastu, how would we say with a mudari verb, ma darastu al-lughata al-ispaniyata? If I wanted to say, I am not studying Spanish, how would we say that? لا أدرس اللغة الإسبانية. ما درست لا أدرس. ما with the فعل الماضي and لا with the فعل المضاري. Now we learn that the negative particle حرف النفي used with the future tense المستقبل is لن. This particle is like N. In what sense? In that the mudari following it is mansub. It's like n in which way? It makes the mudari verb mansub. Like n. The same way like n and lam al-ta'aleel, len makes the mudari verb mansub. So the same things are going to happen that happen with n. Examples. For example, if you said in the affirmative, سأذهبوا إلى الرياض غدا. سأذهبوا إلى الرياض غدا. I will go to Riyadh tomorrow. I will go to Riyadh tomorrow. I mean, they have I'll go, but I like to make English clear. I will go to Riyadh tomorrow. Sa here is used for what? What kind of particle is sa? Al-mustaqbal, for future. Future. Sa adhabu ila Riyadh غدا. I will go to Riyadh tomorrow. What if I want to negate it and say, I will not go to Riyadh tomorrow? Then I will say what? لن أذهب إلى الرياض غدا. لن أذهب. لن makes the mudari verb that was سأذهب. أذهب becomes أذهب. لن أذهب إلى الرياض غدا.
But the
لن,
the noun itself.
لن, yeah.
لن, that means something that you
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean never. It could. Not that it doesn't. It's not. It doesn't have to mean that. It depends on the context that it's used in.
Okay.
If you want to make it, you want to be clear that you're saying never, then you will use abadan. We will come to that, inshallah. If you say abadan, len azhab abadan, that means never. But if you say len azhab, it could mean I will never go, or it just may be general negation, not absolutely ever. But he was just saying, I will not go. In the future, I will not go. But if you want to say, I will not go ever, 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 then you have to say, abadan. Okay? Otherwise, len azhab, it could mean, I would never go, and it could mean, I will not go. Meaning, I will not go in the future. But it doesn't necessarily mean ever, ever. If you want to be clear that you mean, I will never, ever go, if you say len azhab, that means I will not go tomorrow, because that's for negation of the future. I will not go in the future, tomorrow,
right,
or this week, or this month. But if you want to say I will never go ever in, you know, in the rest of my life, then you have to be clear. You have to say abadan. If you say abadan, then it's clear. If you don't say abadan, it could have either meaning.
Okay.
It could have either meaning that I will not go tomorrow, but I may go next week, or it may mean I will never go ever in the future. But if you say ever, then it's clear that it means never ever. Okay, so that's, it's different.
Let me ask you a question. I was hanging out with the man.
Yeah, Len.
And I think
like, yeah, but that is, it has that meaning, but it's not absolute. It depends on the context. If you want it to have that meaning with clarity, you say abadan. Then it becomes clear. But without that, it doesn't necessarily mean ever in the future. It just means tomorrow I will not go. Because len is used for negation, nafi of the future. And the future means tomorrow. I will not go tomorrow. Len azhab, ladan. I will not go tomorrow. Yeah, like faqat is used for the past tense and abadan is used for the mudari. We'll come to that, inshallah. We'll come to that when we finish this first point. Okay, note that when len is used, the particle of futurity, sa, is omitted. Sa'adhabu, that means in the future I will go. But when you use len, you don't use sa with it. You don't say len sa'adhab. Because len automatically means future. So you don't need sa here. Because sa indicates what? That I'm talking about in the future. When you say adhabu, it could mean I will go, it could mean I am going right now. But when you say sa, then it means clearly that you're talking about the future. Or if you say sawfa, it means clearly you're talking about the future. Okay, otherwise, adhabu could mean hal, right now I'm going, or it could mean in the future, mustaqbal. It could mean either one. But when you say sa, then it limits it to the future. You don't need to use sa when you use len, because len is automatically only used for the future.
Right.
So you say len adhaba ila riyadi ghadan, that's sufficient. Note that len, that when len is used with the particle of futurity, and is mustaqbal, sa is omitted. Okay, now, next point, I mean, this is still part of the first matter. As with n, the noon is omitted from tazhabina, anti tazhabina, and tazhabuna, antum tazhabuna, and yazhabuna, hum yazhabuna. In these three forms of the verb, the noon is deleted when len is used with these forms, just as the noon is deleted with n. Just as the noon is deleted with n, the noon is deleted with len. The two forms, yazhabna, for hunna yadhabna, and tadhabna for antunna tadhabna, the two feminine plurals, second and third person, these two forms remain unchanged with len, just as they remain unchanged with n. For example, Ya Aminatu, alan tadhhabi ila al-Ta'ifi fi utlat al-Sayfi? Ya Aminatu, O Amina, will you not go to Ta'if during the summer holidays? Will you not go? Alan tadhhabi The origin of the verb tadhhabi is what? Tadhhabina. But because of lan, it makes it mansub, so the noon is deleted when it's mansub. Alan tadhhabi ila ta'ifi fi utl al-sayfi. This word, when you see it in English, T-A-I-F, might be deceptive. But it is pronounced, as you see clearly in Arabic, what? At-Taif. At-Taif, not Taif. Years ago we used to say, I'm going to Taif. No such place as Taif. It's Taif. Taif. Another, second example. Okay, that's, we're showing the mudari verb when it becomes mansub and the noon is deleted. But what about when it's mabniyun? Ya akhawatu. ألن تدرسنا اللغة التركية في العام المقبل يا أخوات ألن تدرسنا. Now here the verb تدرسنا is مبني, so لن doesn't change it. ألن تدرسنا اللغة التركية في العام المقبل. All sisters, will you not study Turkish next year? So here we are these two examples show us what? That the mudari verb, when it's from the three forms that have noon, the noon is deleted when it's mansub, but if it's from the two forms that are mabniun, len, just as n, does not change it at all. Any question about this? That's all this, basically this lesson is dealing with. It's dealing with the negation of the future by len. It makes the mudari verb mansub, just like n does, so it's just like the lesson we had previously, lesson 18, there's no difference between them except that N has a meaning and Len has a meaning. Fine. Point number two from this lesson is in the sentence Len Ashraba Al Khamra Abada. Abadan means, when it's used with len, it means the affirmation or the confirmation or the ta'keed that this is something in the future that you are negating in the absolute sense. Not just that I will not drink tomorrow, I will not drink for the whole next month, but I will never drink ever, ever, ever. Okay, that's emphasis. That's confirmation, affirmation. Ta'keed, emphasis of the fact that you mean never ever. لن أشرب الخمر أبدا. The word أبدا is used to emphasize a negative verb in the future. It's not used to emphasize a negative verb in the past tense or present tense, but it's used to emphasize a negative verb in the future. Here are some more examples. لن أكتب إليه أبدا. I will never write to him. لن أكتب إليه. If you said لن أكتب إليه, it means I will not write him. And then 2 years later, you write a letter and he said, you told me you will never write him. I didn't say ever then. I didn't say ever then. But if you said لن أكتب إليه ever then, and 10 years later you write him, somebody, they got you. They said, you said لن أكتب إليه ever then. Ever then means never ever. Hey, another example. Inna lugataka sa'batun jiddan lan adrusaha abadan. Your language is very difficult. I will never study it. Impossible. Inna lugataka sa'batun jiddan lan adrusaha abadan. Okay, turn the page, just one final point that's related to the second point. To emphasize a negative verb in the past tense, ماضي, قطو is used. قطو. For example, ما رأيته قطو. I never saw him. يعني ما رأيته, I didn't see him. But if you want to emphasize that you didn't see him ever, you say قطو. ما رأيته قطو. ما أكلت الخنزير قط. ما شربت الخمر قط. Ever, 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 never. نعم. Alright. So أبدا is used for the مضاري, يعني when it is indicating future, negation of the future with lan, and qat is used for the negation of the madi, past tense. This matter related to qat being used for emphasis of the negation of a past tense verb will be dealt with in lesson number 29. So if you like to see some more about it, you can go. You can skip all of these lessons from 19 to 29, and you'll be almost finished the book by then, inshallah. But you won't know what's in the rest of the 10 lessons in between. Alright, okay, so let's look at the lesson. Let's look at the dialogue. Lesson 19, Arabic part of the book. We're in book 2. Medina book 2, lesson 19, page 133. Okay, as we read through the dialogue, especially pay attention to the matter of the mudari verb being mansub by len. Negation of the future. And also, if we see anything that we had in the last lesson and the previous lessons that we have taken recently. طيب الدرس التاسع عشرة الدرس التاسع عشرة the 19th lesson. عمرو says أرجو أن تشتري لي هذا الكتاب من الهند عندما تذهب إلى هناك في عطلة الصيف إنه باللغة الأردية وما وجدته في المكتبات هنا. Okay, what is the meaning? أرجو أن تشتري لي هذا الكتاب من الهند عندما تذهب إلى هناك في العطلة الصيفي. What does this mean?
A request?
That you buy or purchase for me this book. I request that you purchase or buy for me this book. من الهندي. From India. عندما تذهب إلى هناك. What does عندما تذهب إلى هناك mean? عندما. When?
When?
When you go there, عندما تذهب إلى هناك في عطلة الصيف. Yeah, in your summer vacation or summer holidays. إنه باللغة الأردية.
This language.
Naam. It is an Urdu language. It is an Urdu. وَمَا وَجَدْتُهُ فِي الْمَكْتَبَاتِ هُنَا. مَا وَجَدْتُهُ. I have not. Past tense. I have not. I did not find it. In the maktabat. In the bookstores.
There?
Here. Does maktabat mean bookstores or libraries? In this case, he said, I think it means bookstores. Why? Why do you say that, though? Because he wants to buy it. Because he wants to buy it. You're not going to buy it from a library. They don't sell books normally in libraries. At least not the libraries I've been to. So even though this word has both meanings, but here it means bookstore. Bookstores. Because he's talking about buying something. طيب. I want to ask a question. أرجو أن تشتري لي هذا الكتاب. What is the Arab of الكتاب? Okay, that's pretty close. But first, we say it's بدل. It's بدل for هذا. And هذا is the مفعول به. And the place where it should be منسوب. So the بدل has to be منسوب. طيب. What about تشتري? What is the Arab of تشتري? Is it an ism or a fa'il? It's a fa'il. Mudari or madi? Mudari. Is it marfu'un or mansubun? Mansub. Okay, so we say it's fa'il. Mudari mansub bi-an al-nasb. Bi-an. That's why it's an tashtariya. Fayyib. Arju means to request. Means to hope. Literally, it means to hope. I hope that you buy this for me. But you can translate it as I request. I request. It's like a request. I hope you will do this. That's like a request, right? If I say, I hope you will come with me, that means I am requesting you to come with me. But literally, it means hope. Ar-Raja means hope. Fayyib. Ayyub says, Ana asifun. إني لن أذهب إلى الهند في العطلة الصيفية. أريد أن أذهب إلى بغداد لأزور خالي الذي يعمل في السفارة الهندية هناك. نعم أنا آسف. ما معنى هذا؟ I'm sorry. آسف. أنا آسف. إني لن أذهب إلى الهند في العطلة الصيفية. Really, I'm not going to India in the summer vacation. Okay? Question though. Oh no, let's keep reading. أريد أن أذهب إلى بغداد. What does it mean? I want to go to Baghdad لأزور خالي الذي يعمل في سفارة الهند هناك. To visit my uncle who works in the what? Indian embassy. In the embassy of India. The Indian embassy. Sifara means embassy. سفارة الهند هناك. Who works in the Indian embassy? There where? In Baghdad. He works in the Indian embassy in Baghdad. Naam. Ana asifun. Inni lan adhaba ila al-hindi fi utlat al-sayfi. First question. What is the i'rab of inni lan adhaba? Adhaba. What is the i'rab of adhaba? What is mansub? Is it ism mansub or harf mansub? It's because of len, but you said it's mansub, but what is it? Is it a noun? Is it a verb? Is it a preposition? It's a fi'l. What kind of fi'l? Mudari. Okay? Say it's a fi'l. Mudari mansub. Be what? Mansub by what? By len. Alright? Fi'l mudari mansub bi len. Walamatu nasbi fatha. Taib len. إني لن أذهب إلى الهند في العطلة الصيفية. Notice here the meaning, right? Is that verily I will not go to him in the summer vacation. Does that mean he will not go to him next year, the following year? No. He didn't say abadan. He just said I will not go this summer. So len, it doesn't mean you will never ever go. It just means negation of the future. In this case, I will not go this summer. Is it clear the difference? So if you say len, it doesn't mean, if somebody says len adhab, it doesn't mean that they will never ever go. Unless you say abadan, then it means never ever. But if you say len adhab, it just means I will not go. He might say I will not go tomorrow, I will not go this year, I will not go this summer. Or he might just say I will not go. And then in that case you don't know if he means I will not go, meaning negation of the near future, or the far future, that I will never ever go. It's not clear. But if he puts some stipulation on it, that I will not go tomorrow, I will not go this summer, I will not go this year, then you know, he just means negation of the near future. But if he says abadan, then khalas, he means he will never go. Now, if he doesn't make it clear, we're not really sure what he means by it. Does he mean he will not go this year, or he will never ever go? It's not clear. طيب, لن أذهب إلى... نعم, أريد أن أذهب إلى بغداد. لأزور خالي. What is the إعراب of لأزور? أريد أن أذهب إلى بغداد ليزور. What does it mean of أزور؟ I mean the إعراب of أزور. It's what? That's لام التعليل. نعم. But أزور is what? فعل. Is it ماضي أو مضاري؟ مضاري. فعل مضاري. فعل مضاري منسوب منسوب لأزور منسوب ب بلام التعليل بلام التعليل. Okay, so say it's فعل, it's مضاري, it's منسوب, and what is it منسوب because of لام التعليل بلام التعليل لأزور خالي الذي يعمل في السفارة الهندية هناك. طيب أمر says وإخوتك ألا يذهبون إلى الهندي؟ What is the meaning? Ikhwa means brothers or sisters? Brothers. Wa ikhwatuka ala yadhhabuna ila al-Hindi, and your brothers. Are they not going to India? Okay, you're not going. What about your brothers? Somebody got to pick this up for me. Ayub says, "Na'am." هم أيضا لن يذهبوا هذا العام. لن يذهبوا هذا العام. Does that mean they will never go? Nah, just negation of the future for this year. So he said, نعم هم أيضا لن يذهبوا هذا العام. What does it mean? Now, why didn't he say لا? They're not going. He should have said لا, they are not going also. Huh? Because he said it's negation. If you want to say make negation, you have to say in the question that's in the negative form, you say naam. If you're affirming what they asked about, they said, are they not going? That's a negative question. So if you say naam, that means you're in agreement. Right. Yes, they are not going. Right. If you say naam, but if you say bala, that means you are not in agreement with the negative question, what they are stating there. Okay, so he said, Naam, yes, they are not going. If they were going, he would say, Bala, hum yadhhabuna. Bala, they are going. Rather, they are going. But he said, Naam, they are also not going. This year, yuriduna an yabqaw bil madinati al munawwarati liyahfadhu al Quran al Kareema. What does it mean? يريدون أن يبقوا. عليكم السلام. What is the meaning? يريدون أن يبقوا بالمدينة المنورة. They want to stay or remain in مدينة منورة ليحفظوا القرآن الكريم. To memorize the noble Quran. طيب, what is the إعراب of يبقوا؟ فعل مضاري منسوب ب ان ان ب ان بحرف ان النسب للمدينة المنورة و بالمدينة النبوية, which is more proper, المدينة النبوية ليحفظوا القرآن الكريم. What is the إعراب of يحفظوا؟ فعل مضارع منسوب ب بلام التعليل. جيد. Now we're getting it. Amr says, okay, your brothers are not going. وأخواتك. Yeah, so what about your sisters? وأخواتك. That's a question. وأخواتك. So what about your sisters? Ayub says, هن أيضا لن يذهبنا إلى الهندي في هذه العطلة. Boy, he's out of luck. He ain't got a chance. He's not going. His brothers are not going. His sister's not going. قدر الله ما شاء فعل. Allah has not decreed for anybody to go in the Hindus yet. نعم, هن أيضا لن يذهبنا إلى الهندي في هذه العطلة in this vacation they are also not going, they will not go. يُرِدْنَا أَنْ يَذْهَبْنَا إِلَى مَكَّةِ أَوَّلًا لِيَأْتَمِرْنَا وَيَبْقَيْنَا هُنَاكَ شَهْرًا عِنْدَ خَالَتِنَا ثُمَّ سَيَذْهَبْنَا إِلَى الرِّيَاضِ لِزِيَارَةِ عَمِّنَا الَّذِي يَعْمَلُ فِي أَحَدِ الْمَصَارِفِ هُنَاكَ. Okay, what is the meaning of all this? يُرِدْنَا أَنْ يَذْهَبْنَا إِلَى مَكَّةِ. They want to go to Mecca. أَوَّلًا. First. لِيَأْتَمِرْنَا. To perform Umrah. وَيَبْقَيْنَا هُنَاكَ شَهْرًا عِنْدَ خَالَتِنَا. And they will stay there for a month with our uncle? خاله, our aunt. ثم سيذهبنا الى الرياض. Then they go to Riyadh لزيارة عمنا. To visit whose uncle? Our uncle. الذي يعمل في احد المصارف. What is the meaning of مصارف? Bank is the plural of what? مصرف. هناك. Who works it? One of the banks there. طيب, I have a couple of questions. يريدنا أن يذهبنا إلى مكة. What is the Arab of مكة? Okay. إلى مكة is حرف جا والمجرور. اسم مجرور. مكة is اسم مجرور. Yeah. It's مجرور, علامة جره. The sign that it's مجرور is what? فتحة, because it's ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, before you tell me it's ممنوع من الصرف, first tell me that, why are you telling me it's ممنوع من الصرف? Because it's مجرور, but it's taken فتحة. So it's مجرور, وعلامة جره, the sign that it's مجرور is فتحة, because لأنها ممنوع من الصرف. Because it is ممنوع من الصرف. جيد. إلى مكة. I intentionally left out the فتحة مكة when I read it to see if anybody is paying attention. I don't want to give it away. I wanted to ask you the إعراب, and I wanted you to tell me that it's a فتحة and why it's فتحة. طيب. إلى مكة أولا ليعتمرنا ويبقينا هناك شهرا. What is the إعراب of شهرا؟ ويبقينا هناك شهرا. This is a little difficult. What is the إعراب of شهرا؟ First of all, مفعول فيه. Okay, مفعول فيه is ظرف الزمان ومكان. ظرف الزمان. It's مفعول فيه because it's telling us that what happened in that time, in that month. What is the action that's taking place in that month? That is maf'ulun fi. Staying. Yabqayna. They will be staying there. Shahran. So shahran is telling us that this staying is going to take place in this time. What time? The time of 1 month. That's why it's called dharf al-zaman or maf'ulun fihi. The action of staying is taking place in this time. Maf'ulun fihi. In this time, shahran, in the khalatina, thumma sayadhabna ila riyadi li ziyarati what? What's the word after ziyarati? Do anybody have in their book ammana? Is it ammana or ammina? It's ammina. So you corrected it in your book already? You thought it was a mistake though?
Who had it
as a mistake in their book? Ammana. Did anybody read that and say this must be a mistake, or you just went along with it? Just blind following. At-taqleed al-a'ma. It's supposed to be li ziyarati ammina. Why should it be ammina, not ammana? Is it because of li? No. It's because of what? If it's not because of li, what is it because of? Because it's mudaf ilayh. Ziyarati ammina. It's mudaf ilayh for ziyara. The visit of our uncle. Ziyara is majroor because of what? Because of li. Harf ja li. And ammi is majroor because of it's mudaf ilayh to ziyara. And na is a damir mabniyun. Fi mahalli what? في محل what? في محل جر. Because of what? Huh? But why is it in محل جر? In the place where it should be مجرور. Why should it be مجرور? It's مبني or نعم, but why should it be مجرور? Because مضاف إليه. نعم. أمي is مضاف إليه for زيارة. And the ضمير نا is مضاف إلى أمي. Li ziyarati ammi. Ammi is mudaf ilay to ziyara. And the damir na is mudaf to ammi.
Okay, so in this case, like you said.
So we have two idafas here.
Right.
Ziyarati ammi na.
Okay, so you're saying like
that.
In this case,
because
harf ja,
li. And ammi,
right.
Because mudaf ilayh to ziyara.
Exactly.
And na is in the place where it should be majroor because it's mudaf ilayh. But it's not majroor because the ma'ir are all mabniyya.
And in this case also you said that only because the mudaf can only take the dhamma. In this case, because of the harf ja, it takes the kasra, but it cannot take fatha.
What is taking a kasra and cannot take fatha?
No, I'm saying.
Oh, you're talking about am?
Yeah, no, in the mudaf. You said the mudaf can only take kasra?
No, we're not saying the mudaf can only take kasra.
I'm checking myself.
No, the mudaf, the first part of the mudaf can take any ending. It could be marfoon, mansoob, or majroor.
Right.
In this case, it's majroor because it's mudafun.
Right.
Because it is mudafun to ziyara.
Okay.
But only the mudaf and ilay has to take kasra, it has to be majroor. Now, so ammi, it has to take kasra because it's majroor, because it's mudaf and ilay. Tayyib. Okay, Tayyib, next page. Oh, we have more reading, mashallah. Tayyib, page 134. Tayyib Amrun says, Atarifu ahadan. من الطلاب الهنود يذهب إلى الهند في هذه العطلة. What does it mean? Do you know one of the students of India? The Indian students. This is not مضاف مضاف إليه. This is نعت منعوت. One of the Indian students. That's a نعت. Indian students. Do you know one of the Indian students? يذهب إلى الهندي في هذه العطلة. Who is going to India during this holiday or this vacation? سمعت أن طالبا هنديا اسمه خالد سيذهب إلى الهندي قريبا. What does it mean? I heard that an Indian student, his name is Khalid, will go to India soon. He will go soon. Finally he found somebody going to India. Naam. But Ayyub says, Naam. Naam. Ana arifuhu. Huwa sayadhab fil usbu'i al-muqbili. ولكنه لن يرجع. Still he can't get it, man. He still can't get it. He was good to go. I heard about an Indian student. His name is Khalid. He is going to India soon. Ayyub said, Naam. أنا أعرفه. I know him. هو سيذهب في الأسبوع المقبل ولكنه لن يرجع. سبحان الله. نعم. He is going في الأسبوع المقبل. What does that mean? He's going next week. ولكنه لن يرجع. But he's not coming back. He will not return. He's still in the same position. Amr says, Lima, what does this mean?
Why?
Naam, why what? What is understood from Lima here? Why will he not return? Lima lan yarji'. Lima lan yarji'. All of that is understood from what? Lima. Lima. Lima here means Lima lan yarji'. Why is he not going to return? أيوب لأنه مريض وسيبقى في الهند للعلاج. Why? لأنه what? He's sick. وسيبقى في الهند للعلاج. He will remain in India for treatment. But finally, أتعرف جعفرا? Do you know جعفر? عمر نعم أعرفه ولكنه من باكستان ولكنه من باكستان. So yeah, I know him, but what good is that? He's not from India, he's from Pakistan. Guess what? Ayub says, you're in business finally. He's from Pakistan, نعم ولكن يمكنه أن يشتري هذا الكتاب من باكستان. فإن الكتب الأردية موجودة في الهند وباكستان. الله أكبر. Finally. Finally. He's from Pakistan. نعم. But Ayub says يمكنه أن يشتري هذا الكتاب من باكستان. Huh? What does it mean? But it's possible. But it is possible for him to buy this book from Pakistan. فَإِنَّ الْكُتُبَ الْأُرْدِيَّةَ مَوْجُودَةٌ فِي الْهِنْدِ وَبَكِسْتَانَ. Because what? Because what? The books? The Urdu books. Because Urdu books are mawjuda. Are present. In India and Pakistan. So now you're in business. Amr says, Ashkuruka ya Ayyubu. Jazakallahu khayran. Sa'adhabu ilayhi al-ana. Wa'akulu lahu. What does it mean? Ashkuruka ya Ayyub. Yeah, I thank you. Oh Ayyub. جزاك الله خيرا. May Allah reward you. جزا جزا يجزي. May Allah reward you with خير, with good. سأذهب إليه الآن وأقول له. What does that mean? I will go and speak to him now. I will go to him now and say to him. I will speak to him now. Now. You don't have that? وأقول له is not there? Alright, no problem. سأذهب إليه الآن. I will go to him now. And then he says, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وبركاته. What does this mean? Now, may the peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. The peace here represents which peace? Salam Allah. As-salam. The peace. That's Salam Allah. As-salamu alaykum. If you say As-salamu alaykum, you mean by that? The salam of Allah be upon you. Not any salam. Huh? The salam of Allah. As-salam. As-salam is one of the names of Allah, right? In Asma'illah. If you say As-salamu alaykum, This means the salam of Allah be upon you. As-salama. Yani safety, security, peace. Naam. As-salamu alaykum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa rahmatullah. What is rahmatullah? Mercy of Allah. Wa barakatuh. What is barakatuh? And his blessings, his barakat. What is barakah anyway? In Arabic, barakah means what? It means kathratul khair. Barakah in Arabic means kathratul khair. What does that mean? A lot of good. A lot of good. Yeah. Barakah? Barakah, yakfi. Safi, antaha, khalas, over. Ayyub says, wa alaykum as-salam, and upon you be the salam of Allah, fi amanillah. What does this mean, fi amanillah? Naam, may you be in the safety of Allah, in the protection of Allah. Fi amanillah, may you be in safety of Allah, protection of Allah, security from Allah. Naam.
If you use the word, then somebody
say, iman illah.
Okay, the other one is
Allahu ma'aka. Means what? Well, I mean, it means something similar. I mean, in terms of what it leads to, naam. Allah ma'ak means Allah be with you. So if Allah is with you, you mean by that what? Allah be with you means Allah protect you. Allah help you. Allah take care of you. Look over you. Naam. Allah yahfaduk. Allah protect you. Like that. Naam. Tayyib. Huh? Jazakallahu khayran. Jazakumullahu, that's plural. Jazaka, ka is the second person masculine singular. Kum is second person masculine plural. Jazakumullahu. Jazakum, okay, since it's followed by kum, when it's followed by kum, if it's followed by hamzatul wasl, you put add dhamma to it, right? So you say Jazakum Allah, Jazakumullah. Wa alaykum as-salam, naam. Wa alaykum as-salam, you say wa alaykum as-salam. Tayyib. Tamareen, page 135. At-tamreen al-awwal, ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. Question 1. Ayna yuridu ayyubun an yadhhaba fi al-utlat al-sayfi? Naam, what does it mean, first of all? Where does Ayyub want to go on the summer vacation? Naam. Naam, Musa.
Yuridu an yadhhaba ila Baghdad.
Yuridu an yadhhaba ila Baghdad. Naam. Aina ya'malu khaluhu? Aina, what does it mean, the question? Where does his uncle work? Is that his father's brother or his mother's brother? His mother's brother, maternal uncle. Now, where does his uncle work? Sifara? Huwa ya'mal fi sifaratu al-Hindi. Indian embassy. Naam, number 3. Limadha yuridu ikhwatuhu an yabqaw bil madinat al-munawwara? What does it mean, the question? Why does his brothers want to stay in Medina? Al-Munawwara. لِيَحْفَظُوا الْقُرْآنَ الْكَرِيمَ. طيب, number 4. لِمَاذَا تُرِيدُ أَخَوَاتُهُ أَنْ يَذْهَبْنَا إِلَى مَكَّةَ? What does the question mean? Why does his sisters want to go to Mecca? Now, ليعتمرنا وماذا ويبقينا في مكة شهرا عند خالتنا. نعم. Question number 5. لزيارة من يذهبنا إلى الرياض. What is the meaning of لزيارة من? To visit who? يعني they want to visit who? لزيارة من يذهبنا إلى الرياض. So what is the meaning of this question? So whom do they want to visit in Riyadh? Or whom? Yeah, نعم, like that. That's very difficult in English. لِزِيَارَةِ مَنْ. Who do they want to visit? Who are they going to Riyadh to visit? نعم, who are they going to Riyadh to visit?
يَذْهَبْنَا إِلَى الرِّيَادِ
لِزِيَارَةِ أَمِّنَا. نعم. يَذْهَبْنَا إلى الرياض لزيارة أمنا الذي يعمل في أحد المصارف هناك. نعم. طيب التمرين الثاني صح ما يلي. يريد عمر أن يشتري كتابا فرنسيا من الهندي. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of this of this sentence? Amr wants to buy a French book from India. Is this sahih or khata? Khata. What does he really want to buy? He wants to buy a book in what? Al-Lugha Al-Urdiya min al-Hind or min Pakistan or any place where he can get it from. In this case, he's going to get it from where? From Pakistan. Okay, number 2. Ja'far min al-Hindi. What is the meaning first? Ja'far is from India. You say this sahih or khata? Khata, where is he from? Ja'far huwa min Pakistan. Naam. Number 3. Lan yarji'a Khalidun ila al-jami'ati لأنه لا يريد أن يدرس. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of this sentence? Khalid will not return to the university. لأنه لا يريد أن يدرس. Because he does not want to study. صحيح أم خطا؟ خطا. So what is true? لن يرجع خالد إلى الجامعة لأنه what? لأنه مريض. What else? He's مريض and what else? He's taking some treatment for his sickness. Where? Huh? From Hind. نعم. So he's now returning because he's sick and he wants to remain in India. للعلاج للعلاج. طيب, those are comprehension questions. Question number 3 is practical use of the negative particle for verbs in the future tense. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بالنفي مستعملا لن. Answer the following questions بالنفي, in the negative. Every question you have to answer in the negative. مستعملاً using لن. طيب. أتذهب إلى بلدك في عطلة الصيف؟ من يريد هذا السؤال؟ نعم صلاح الدين. أتذهب إلى بلدك في عطلة الصيف؟ What is the meaning of the question first? Do you want to go to your city or your country for the summer vacation? Naam. Ajib. I mean, are you going to your city or your country in the summer vacation? He said, لن أذهب إلى what? إلى بلدي في عطلة الصيف. لن أذهب منصوب بلن. لن أذهب إلى بلدي في عطلة الصيف. Number two. Who wants the second one? Okay, Ibrahim. أتذهبون إلى الملعب هذا المساء يا إخوانو؟ What is the meaning of the question first? أتذهبون إلى الملعب هذا المساء يا إخوانو؟ Evening. Are you going to the playground this evening, يا إخوانو؟ Oh my brothers, oh brothers, answer. لن نذهب. Okay, he said, لن نذهب إلى الملعب هذا المساء. What is the Arab of المساء? It's mansoob. It's ظرف الزمان مفعول فيه. نعم. طيب, number three. Who wants it? عبد الحق. أيذهب زملاؤك إلى المتحف غدا يا علي؟ What is the meaning of the question? What do you mean of متحف? Or what?
Museum.
Are your classmates going to the museum? غداً يا علي؟
غداً
مرة.
Huh?
غداً means yes, tomorrow. Are your classmates going to the museum tomorrow, or علي? طيب, لن يذهب زملائي إلى المتحف غدا. Number four. Who wants it? Number four. نعم, موسى. أتلعبون كرة القدم هذا المساء يا إخوان؟ What is the meaning? Are you going to play football this evening, oh brothers? نعم, أتلعبون كرة القدم؟ لن نلعب كرة القدم هذا المساء. Number five. أيرجع المدير من جدة غدا يا أستاذ؟ أيرجع المدير من جدة غدا يا أستاذ؟ What is the meaning? What is the meaning? Will the مدير return from Jeddah tomorrow, oh أستاذ? نعم. Go ahead, Abdul Karim. Okay, هو المدير, هو لن يرجع, لن يرجع. نعم, because it's هو, we're talking about the مدير, right? So it has to be هو يرجع. If you put لن, it becomes هو لن يرجع. You don't need ya ustad here. That's for the question, right? In the answer, just say, لن يرجع المدير من جدة غدا. من جدة غدا. طيب, next page. Page 136, exercise number 4. Fourth exercise. التمرين الرابع. تأمل أدوات النفي الآتية. تأمل أدوات النفي الآتية. Contemplate, reflect, ponder over the instruments of negation. The following instruments of negation. أدوات النفي. ألف ذهبت إلى السوق أمسي meaning ذهبت إلى السوق أمسي meaning I went to the market yesterday. If you want to use negation, you say what? ما ذهبت إلى السوق أمسي. ما ذهبت إلى السوق أمسي. So ما is used with which form of the verb? ماضي. با أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم meaning I go to the market every day. Negation. لا أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. Meaning. I do not go to the market every day. I do not go to the market every day. So لا is used with what? المضارع. جيم. سأذهب إلى السوق غدا. سأذهب إلى السوق غدا. Meaning. I will go to the market tomorrow. For negation of the future, use what? لن أذهب إلى السوق غدا. لن أذهب إلى السوق غدا. What if you wanted to say, I will never go to the souk? What would you say then? لن أذهب إلى السوق أبدا. أبدا. نعم. Okay, so what we are looking at here, what? We're looking at the حرف of نفي for the ماضي for the مضاري and for the مستقبل ما ولا ولن. Okay, exercise number 5. التمرين الخامس اقرأ الأمثلة الآتية. Read the following examples. Okay, who take the first one? Let's start on this side. نعم, first one. What's the ending of arm? What vowel? Al-amu? Okay, let's come back. We'll come back to it. We'll come back to that question. What's the meaning of this sentence? لن أذهب إلى قريتي في عطلة الصيف هذا العام. What is the meaning of this sentence? I will not go to my village in the summer vacation or the vacation this of summer this year. What is the Arab of Al-Am? Huh? مفعول فيه. ظرف what? المكان? الزمان. So it's منصوب. وعلامة نصبه فتحة. So read the sentence again. هذا العام ما ما فتحة right how do we know it's فتحة because مفعول في ظرف الزمان منصوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة جيد نعم number 2 اليوم اليوم طيب إني متعب جدا فلن أخرج من البيت اليوم. What is the meaning? Somebody help us. What's متعب? متعب tired جدا. Indeed, very. I'm very tired. فلن أخرج. So I will not go out of the house today at all. Now, there's a problem with that, right? What's the problem with this statement this guy made here? Yeah, where's he praying? At home? Nah, la, abadan. You will go out no matter how tired you are. If you go out for salat only, fine, no problem. But you will be going out. Naam. Number three, Salahuddin. Jayyid. This one, he's a different person than the last guy, right? لن أترك الصلاة أبدا. Meaning?
I will not leave the
Salat أبدا. What is the Arab of أترك? في المضارع. منسوب وعلامة النصب فتحة لي بوات by what بلن بلن النفي للمستقبل لن أترك الصلاة أبدا. What is the إعراب بالصلاة؟ مفعول ب. What else can you say about it؟ مفعول ب مرفوع ومجرور. None of the above. منسوب. نعم. علامة النصب فتحة. طيب. Number four. عبد الحق.
قال المدرس لو أصبح
بالدخول.
بالدخول بعد طريق
في المستقبل ومستقبل في المستقبل. طيب قال المدرس لن أسمح لكم بالدخول بعد بدء الدرس في المستقبل. What is the meaning? The teacher said What is the meaning of samaha? Yasmahu. Permit. I will not allow you bidukhuli ba'da bada'i darsi fil mustaqbali. To enter the class ba'da after the beginning or the start of the lesson fil mustaqbali. In the future. Meaning, I'm giving you a break this time. في المستقبل, don't try it again. You will not be allowed in. Huh? Okay, I'm going to say that. Now, I'm the مدرس. لن أسمح لكم بالدخول بعد بدء الدرس في المستقبل إلا إذا كان عندك عذر. Unless you have a legitimate excuse. Unless you have a legitimate excuse. Got it? Alright. Samaha, to permit, to allow. Samaha. Lakum bidduhuli. Number five. Sheikhana. You don't have your glasses? Alright, it's okay. That's alright, it's alright. Pass, let him pass. Go ahead, Abdul Kareem. أحلق. Meaning? Abadan. Naam. Number six. Abu Bakr is back there, hiding behind the pole. Ajib. Everybody has Mecca? Everybody except me, huh? Okay, I'm not going to read what I got then. Y'all got Mecca. That's better than what I got for sure. I got Londoner. Let's go with Mecca then. لن يرجع أبي من مكة. And in some of the books it has لندن قبل رمضان. What does it mean?
My father will come to Mecca
My father will not return from Mecca or London before Ramadan. طيب. What is the i'rab of Ramadan? It's majrur. Why is it majrur? Because of qabla, idafa, mudaf ila qabla. طيب it's majrur. The sign that is majrur, alama tujarrihi? Fatha. لماذا? Because it's mamnu' min al-sarf. Why is it mamnu' min al-sarf? Because khutima bi alif noon. Because it ends with hatta alif noon. طيب, number 7. Musa.
لن نشرب الخمر أبدا.
ما شاء الله. What does it mean?
We will not drink alcohol. We will never drink alcohol.
We will never, ever, ever drink alcohol. إن شاء الله. طيب, what is the Arab of نشرب? في المضارع. منسوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة ب بلن يعني منسوب بلن وعلامة نصبه فتحة. طيب, what is the إعراب of الخمر؟ مفعول ب منسوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة. نعم, وأبدا, what is the إعراب of أبدا؟ مفعول في ظرف المكان والزمان. زمان مفعول في منسوب علامة نصبه فتحة. جيد. Number 8. يا إبراهيم.
قال اليهود لموسى عليه السلام يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد.
نعم, قال اليهود لموسى عليه السلام يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد كما جاء في سورة البقرة. نعم, what does it mean? نعم, the Jewish person. Jews, plural, al-Yahud, lanatullah alayhim. They said to Musa alayhi salam,
O Musa,
lan nasbira. What does that mean? We will not be patient. From sabara, yasbiru, lan nasbira ala ta'amin wahidin. On one type of food. Huh? They're not satisfied, they're eating, but they want a banquet. What do they call that? Where they have their, a buffet. They want a buffet. They told Musa, we want a buffet. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Fadl, fadl. Subhanallah, ya akhi. They're eating, man. Tell me, nah, man, we want a buffet. I'm telling you, from persecution and torture and almost total annihilation by Fir'aun. And all they're talking about, we're not going to be patient with one type of food. We want all different kind of stuff. Allahu musta'an. Tayyib. Naam. Lan nasbira. Tayyib. Then you got what's coming to you. Number 9. Are you finished? Oh yeah. Kama jaa fi surat al-Baqarah. Fi surat al-Baqarah. Oh, you said that? Okay. No, I mean translation, yeah. Kama, just as, like, it came, ja'a, just as it came in Surah Al-Baqarah, the chapter of the cow. Number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Last, finish. رواه البخاري. نعم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لبس الحرير في الدنيا فلن يلبسه في الآخرة. رواه البخاري. نعم. What does it mean, يا عبد الحليم؟ What does it mean if قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man labisa al-harira." What is harir? Silk. What is the meaning of labisa? To wear, to dress. Whoever wears al-harir fi dunya, whoever wears it fi dunya. What does it mean fi dunya? In this world, in the world, falan yalbasahu fi al-akhirati. Then he will never wear it in the Akhirah. One of the rewards of the people of Jannah with the clothing they will be wearing, silk clothing. But whoever wears it in this world, khalas, he will be denied it in the next life. He will not get it. So if you like the silk of this world, just give it up for the silk of the Akhirah. Rawahu al-Bukhari. What does that mean? Rawahu al-Bukhari. Narrated by Al-Bukhari Rahimahullah Rahmatan Wasiya. What was Bukhari's first name? Muhammad. What was his father's name? Muhammad Abdullah? Muhammad ibn Ibrahim. Naam. Ibrahim. Tayyib. تمرين السادس. Six exercise. أدخل لن. فلن. نعم. فا هي means فا السببية. Yeah. For this, يعني as a result of this, يعني the meaning is what? Whoever wears silk in this world, then as a result of that, because of that, he will not. Because of that, he will not wear it in the next life. Fa has different meanings. Fa could mean like this and then this. Akala fashariba. He ate and then he drank. But this doesn't mean that. This doesn't mean time, arrangement. It means because of. As a result of. Because he wore in this world, then, as a result of that, he will not wear it in the next life. Yeah, it's related, something like that. Yeah, I mean, it has some kind of meaning like that, anyway. Okay? Fa. فَلَنْ يَلْبَسَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ طيب, أدخل لن على الأفعال الآتية وَضْبُطْ آخِرَهَا وَضْبُطْ آخِرَهَا. This means enter len upon the following verbs. Meaning use len with the following verbs. وَضْبُطْ آخِرَهَا. And make the endings precise, exact, accurate. Meaning read the vowel on the end of the words. Okay? Okay. I'll give you the verb and you use that verb with len. Who was the last one who read just now? عبد الحليم. Okay. Salahuddin. يخرجوا.
لن
يخرجا. What does it mean?
I will not go.
I will not go
out.
نعم. He will not go out. جزاك الله خير. تكتبين. لن تكتبي. Meaning? You feminine singular will never write. You feminine singular. Anti taktubina. طيب شيخنا, can you listen to us? Okay. يشربون, use it with لن. يشربون لن يشربوا. Okay. لن يشربوا meaning لن يشربوا means what? They يشربون, هم يشربون, لن يشربوا, they masculine plural will never drink or will not drink. يغسلنا يا عبد الكريم. طيب يغسلنا, is it مبني or معرب؟ It's مبني. مبني, whenever you see the مضارع verb connected to نون النسوة, نون النسوة, it's going to be مبني. وعليكم السلام. It's going to be مبني. That's why you have يغسلنا تغسلنا. It's مبني. So read it again with لن. يغسلنا. Okay, is mabniyun means that the verbs that are mabniyun, the two feminine plurals, second and third person, that are mabniyun, they don't change. They don't change by n, they don't change by len, they don't change by lam, they don't change by anything. They remain the same, mabniyun. So you just say?
لن
يغسلنا. لن يغسلنا. It's مبني. It doesn't change. طيب يا أبو بكر, أبو بكر. أدخلوا. أدخلوا. لن أدخلا. Meaning? What does it mean? لن أدخلا. If somebody said that, I will not enter. نعم يا موسى. تفتحنا. تفتحنا. لن تفتحنا. No change. Why? مبنيون. The feminine plural مضارع مبنيون. تأكلين يا إبراهيم. يا إبراهيم. لن تأكلي. لن تأكلي. منصوب. ولامة نصبه what? What is the لامة نصبه? حذف النون. حذف النون. نعم. تجلس. لن لن تجلس. لن تجلس. نعم. Meaning? You will not sit. تجلس. هي هي تجلس. She will not sit. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حول ولا قوة. لا إله إلا الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. Just quickly, brothers, before we leave, right? What am I talking about? No, I'm tired, right? I hope we ain't leaving. Not without praying, Salawat al-Asr. I'll let you go into another masjid that you think you can make it to for the congregation. Huh? I don't know. But there's two things we left. The word this next to the last word, ta'kulina, len ta'kuli, what does it mean? Len ta'kuli. She will not eat. Tayyib. And the vocabulary words quickly. Al-Kalimat al-Jadida. Asifun means what? Sorry. Hindiyun. Indian. And its gem is Hunud. Mut'abun. Tired. Al-Akhiratu. The hereafter. Ahadun. One. Sabara yasbiru. To be patient. Umratun. Umrah. The minor pilgrimage. Sifaratun. An embassy. Khamrun. Wa jam'uhu khumur. Alcohol or intoxicant. Harirun. Silk. Mustaqbalun. Future. Abadan. Yani ever. Naam. It's used for ta'akid. Confirmation. Affirmation. Of what? Emphasis of what? Of which type of verb? Negation of mudari. With len. Naam. Taraka yatruku. Huh?
To leave.
Naam. He left. Or he left something. Amun jam'uhu awamun. What does it mean of am? A year. Am. هذا العام. This year. Mawjudun. Present. Ad-dunya. The world. Bad'un. The beginning or start. Labisa yalbasu. To wear. Labisa. He wore it. To clothe means to put clothing on somebody else. To labisa means he wore. If you're clothing somebody else, that's albasa. That means you are clothing somebody else. But you are putting on clothes yourself is labisa. A'tamara ya'tamiru. To perform umrah. طيب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. Your homework is to write out the exercise we did in class today and to review, or I should say preview, the next lesson number 20, which is a continuation of mudari verbs. We're going to see how it can change with other types of particles. Read the key, English key in the back of the book, read the dialogue and start doing the exercises, please. جزاكم الله خيرا
فيكم بارك الله.